This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Bayer confirmed this week that the company is in exclusive talks with BASF regarding the sale of Bayer's entire vegetable seeds business, a move it expects to help it win approval for its acquisition of Monsanto. The move, according to Bayer, is part of its efforts to address concerns made by the European Commission regarding the Bayer-Monsanto deal. The European antitrust regulator, which has raised concerns that the Monsanto acquisition could pressure farmers, is expected to make its decision on the Monsanto deal by April 5th, though it could issue a ruling earlier, according to Dow Jones. Bayer had already agreed to sell selected crop science businesses to BASF for $7.3 billion last October. The first deal covers Bayer's Liberty Link technology for herbicide tolerance and essentially all of the company's field crop seed businesses and related research and development capabilities. Industry and agriculture groups have formed a coalition to address the proposed steel and aluminum tariffs by President Trump. The National Foreign Trade Council announced formation of the Alliance for Competitive Steel and Aluminum Trade this week. The coalition includes industrial and agriculture groups such as the National Pork Producers Council, the American Soybean Association, and U.S. Wheat Associates. In a statement announcing the coalition, organizers say members will meet with Congress and the Trump administration to express concerns about the downstream effects of the proposed tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum and the potential for foreign retaliation. The National Foreign Trade Council says the alliance is deeply concerned about the effects that these tariffs will have on U.S. sectors that use steel and aluminum. The coalition says the tariffs pose risk to U.S. consumers, exports, and economic growth. Well, HSHS, St. Francis Hospital Foundation, and the Agriculture Committee hosted their fourth annual Farm Family event in Litchfield yesterday and presented the St. Isidore Friend of Agriculture Award. Paula Endress, Director of Philanthropy for St. Francis Hospital, said the award was created to honor people and businesses who support the agriculture industry.
Well, this is our St. Isidore Friend of Agriculture Award, and St. Isidore is the patron saint of farmers, and his feast day we celebrate right in the middle of planting season every year, May 15th, and that's typically when the Ag Committee, you'll see us delivering our healthy box lunches to the farmers in the field. That's another one of our activities that the hospital sponsors. And so we decided to name this award in honor of St. Isidore. It really, Katie, recognizes, can recognize either an individual or a business that has a special deep respect, I think, for agriculture, that quality of life, a very much an interest in being a good steward of the land. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the person has to be a full-time farmer. It's a broad category in terms of agriculture in that regard. But we just wanted to pay special recognition to, again, either an individual or business who furthers agriculture within their own area, be that helping other young farmers perhaps to get started, doing something that helps further agriculture.
This year's award honors the late Wayne Hine of Litchfield. Wayne was involved with agriculture all of his life and didn't know a stranger. His family and his wife Roberta accepted the award Wednesday morning, and Roberta said Wayne had a true passion for farming and working with his hands.
Yes, this is quite an honor, and I do want to thank, you know, everyone for it. And yes, Wayne, he's always been a very busy man and always had to be busy and enjoyed. He loved people. He just loved people. And he was always ready to do something. He wasn't one of those to sit still. And
I know he played a very important role in our community, and everybody knew who he was. One of the main reasons, I think, was because of the implement company. Talk to us a little bit about that. Farming and agriculture is a big part of your family and has always been a big part of Wayne's life.
Well, he loved farming when he was in the implement business. We had ground to be farmed, and he would come home at night and do the farming, and he would always say that after being at the business in the daytime, it was always relaxing to him to farm at night, and he enjoyed it. He just enjoyed it, and I think any time, he always had somebody calling him, asking him questions about, what to do with machinery, what this and that, and he was always more than glad to help him.
Yes, that from the remarks we heard today, he was Mr. Fix-It. It sounded like the repairman, and always ready to lend a helping hand.
Yeah, if he didn't have a part for something, he had a mind to rig something together that it would work, and it always worked. So he just had that talent. The family was very grateful for that, too.
I can imagine. It's good to have someone around that can fix things, especially when you're on the farm and things break, and it's important to get them fixed quickly. Roberta, it's got to be joyful for you to watch your family grow and carry on the farming operation. I mean, this is going to be in the family for generations.
Yes, yes. Our son, Steve, is carried on, and He's another one of these that likes doing what he's doing. He likes to farm. He works on machinery. And I think that's just a big joy in his life.
And congratulations to the Hine family for accepting the well-deserved St. Isidore Friend of Agriculture Award in Wayne's honor. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.